My dearly beloved in Christ, as you well know, we begin in just 3 days the important season of Lent, a time of great spiritual blessings for those who spend it well. And it's important that we understand the purpose of Lent, the reasons for Lent, the spirit of Holy Mother Church during this important season. Now, the number of 40 is sacred. We know that when God punished the world with the great deluge, that it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. We find different periods of penance for 40 days. Next Sunday's gospel will be about our Lord's fast of 40 days in the desert. And then the following Sunday, we have the Transfiguration, in which our Lord appears with Moses and Elias, the two men who fasted for 40 days in the Old Testament. So again, the number 40 is a sacred number. And that's why we begin Lent on Wednesday, because there can be no fasting on Sundays. Next Sunday would actually be 42 days before Easter. And it is referred to as quadragesima, meaning 40. But again, since there's no fasting on Sundays, the church anticipates the fast on the Wednesday before quadragesima Sunday. So we have exactly 40 days. And what is the purpose of Lent? Let us listen to the words of Pope Benedict XIV in 1741. And this is what he wrote in an encyclical letter to the bishops. The observance of Lent is the very badge of the Christian warfare. By it, we prove ourselves not to be enemies of the cross of Christ. By it, we avert the scourges of divine justice. By it, we gain strength against the princes of darkness, for it shields us with heavenly help. Should mankind grow remiss in their observance of Lent, it would be a detriment to God's glory, a disgrace to the Catholic religion, and a danger to Christian souls. Neither can it be doubted that such negligence would become the source of misery to the world, of public calamity, and of private woe. So by doing penance, we are calling down God's mercy upon us. We are begging forgiveness for our sins, our own and those of the world, those of mankind. We're praying for conversions, for the triumph of Christ the King. And again, asking forgiveness for our own sins and offering atonement for them. So Lent is a very important season. And you know that primarily when we think of Lent, we think of the fast. Because one thing we all like to do is to eat. And by mortifying the palate, cutting back on the amount of food, and giving up certain types of food that we really enjoy, that is a very pleasing penance to God. In fact, St. John Marie Vianney made the statement that there's nothing the devil fears more than when we deny ourselves food and sleep, the things the body needs and the things we enjoy. Now, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, we find people fasting to appease God's just wrath. A few weeks ago, we had the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. And remember that after he was struck off his horse and he went into the city blind, he didn't eat or drink anything for 3 days until this man Ananias came to him and then baptized him. So he wasn't told to do that, but instinctively, realizing he had offended God greatly, he did the penance of fasting. I'd like to read a story from the Old Testament. And this is from the book of Jonas the prophet. Now, you all know the story that Jonas was swallowed by the whale, and then he was deposited on dry land and rescued by the whale from a storm at sea. Well, the reason why Jonas had fled, why he was on a ship, was because God told him to go to Nineveh and preach repentance. And he was afraid. He was afraid that the Ninevites wouldn't accept it. They would stone him. They'd put him to death. And so he tried to run away. And there was this great storm at sea, and so he had to obey God's command. And this is what it said. The word of the Lord came to Jonas the second time, saying, "Arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach in it the preaching that I bid thee." And Jonas arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was a great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonas began to enter into the city 1 day's journey, and he cried and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be destroyed." And the men of Nineveh believed in God, and they proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least. And the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he rose up out of his throne and cast away his robe from him and was clothed with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published in Nineveh from the mouth of the king and of his princes, saying, "Let neither men nor beasts, oxen nor sheep, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. And let men and beasts be covered with sackcloth and cry to the Lord with all their strength. And let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the iniquity that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and forgive and will turn away from his fierce anger, and we shall not perish?" And God saw their works, that they were turned from their evil way. And God had mercy with regard to the evil which he had said that he would do to them, and he did it not. So their penance, their fasting for 3 days, and repenting of their sins and changing their lives, averted the chastisement that was destined for them and obtained God's forgiveness. So fasting is very important, as well as other forms of penance. And during Lent, let us also remember to meditate on the Passion of Christ, to make the Stations of the Cross, reflect or read on the Passion of our Lord, and call to mind the fact that Jesus suffered what he suffered because of our sins, and to truly amend our lives. Now, I want to briefly give you the church's laws regarding fast and abstinence, so that you're very clear on what is required. Now, first of all, the age. The law of fast binds all who have completed their 21st year, that is, beginning the day after your 21st birthday, up to the beginning of their 60th year. Hence, the law ceases the day after their 59th birthday. So to bring it down to a very practical example, if your birthday were the 1st of March, and you were 20 right now, and you turn 21, you would be obligated to begin fasting the next day on March 2nd during Lent and other days of fast during the year. When you turn 59, which is the beginning of your 60th year, then the day after your 59th birthday, you would not be obligated by church law to fast. But let us remember that to whatever degree we're able to fast, we fast. And if you're not obligated or you're not physically able, you still seek to mortify yourself in different ways, especially mortifying the palate. And you know that the church law of abstinence binds all of those who have completed their 7th year. Now, what exactly is required of those obligated to fast on a day of fast? So let me read here from the book. Everyone over 21 and under 59 years of age is bound to observe the law of fast. The days of fast are the weekdays of Lent, Ember Days, the vigils of Pentecost, the Immaculate Conception, and Christmas. On days of fast, only one full meal is allowed. Two other meatless meals, sufficient to maintain strength, may be taken according to each one's needs. But together, they may not equal a normal main meal. Meat may be taken at the principal meal on a day of fast, unless it is also a day of total abstinence, such as Fridays, Ash Wednesday, Holy Saturday, and the vigils of the Immaculate Conception and Christmas. Eating between meals is not permitted, but liquids, including milk and fruit juices, are allowed. When health or ability to work would be seriously affected, the law does not oblige. In doubt concerning fast or abstinence, a parish priest or confessor should be consulted. Those taking advantage of these mitigations should compensate by prayer, the more frequent reception of the sacraments, etc. So it's important for all of us, according to our ability, according to what we are obliged by the Church to do, to be faithful to the Lenten penances, and also during Lent we restrict lawful enjoyments, maybe entertainment, things that you might enjoy otherwise, to cut back and to again reflect upon the Passion of our Lord. So it is a wonderful season. It is a time of grace. One priest used to refer to Lent as the harvest time. Harvest time in the spiritual life, where we can gain so many additional graces because it is the time of penance. So let us resolve to make a good Lent and to begin right from the beginning, this Wednesday, being faithful to our Lenten penances, to fasting, to atoning for our sins and appeasing the just wrath of God excited to anger by the sins of mankind. And let us earn the graces we need for a true amendment of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.